When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great Labor Day Monday. Had some fun with some friends and family the other day off, so enjoyed all that. Enjoyed a full day of baseball action. I'm here to recap the news and notes of the day and get you ready for another full day of fun on Tuesday. Let's kick things off with the bad news first. If you're living under a rock, this might be new to you. Otherwise, you've heard it already. Dodger starter Julio Urias was arrested and charged with felony domestic violence charges on Sunday night. He was booked and released on $50,000 bond. I'm just going to say it flat. I hope he never sees a baseball diamond again. I hope he sees a jail cell again. It's the second time he's done it. People deserve second chances. He had his. He lost it. I don't even care anymore about it. Think about me what you wish, but it was hopefully the last time I discuss this human being on this podcast. Danny Jansen is flying to Pennsylvania on Wednesday to see a hand specialist for his fractured hand. He's already on the IL. Some are speculating it could be, you know, season ending, obviously, with a month left in the season. You're going to see a specialist probably to see if he needs surgery or what type of rehab will be decided on that. And the Jays said after Wednesday, they'll have a better timetable for the rest of the season for Danny Jansen. Shohei Ohtani was scratched from Monday's lineup with a right oblique strain. There's some videos surfacing of him taking batting practice when the oblique strain occurred. Did not look good. And it comes at a timing when earlier in the day, reports came out that Shohei Ohtani will officially have surgery on his torn UCL. Now the surgery is not specified. They aren't saying it's going to definitely be Tommy John or not. Shohei Ohtani plans on DHing all of next year, he says. So that would make Tommy John kind of difficult. So we shall see what happens. It doesn't sound like he'll pitch next season, but it sounds like he wants to hit all of next season. And that's the plan based on the surgery. This oblique strain might get him under the knife sooner than the end of the season. Much more to come as further testing will be done on Tuesday for Shohei Ohtani. Some more Angels news. They moved Dominic Fletcher to the 60-day IL with his finger injury. So he's definitely done for the season. Anthony Rendon is a poor person. It's the nicest way I can say it. He revealed there's basically no timetable for his return. And the way he did it was when he was asked in the locker room, how's rehab going? What's the latest on your injury? He said, no habla ingles, put his hoodie on and walked out. He has been a just horrible person to deal with this entire season besides fighting fans. So if Anthony Rendon wants to just find his way to like the California Penal League 2, that'd be great. We have a lot of that going on in baseball right now. He deserves probably to be in line there at this point in time. More Angels news. Zach Neto began his rehab assignment on Tuesday and is only expected to need a few rehab games, so we should be getting him back later this week in Anaheim. Very productive when he had his chances on the field, because could not stay healthy. The back injuries, the leg injuries, he's had them all this season, so hopefully Neto comes back later this week. The Oakland Athletics, they activated Luis Medina off the IL on Monday and made the start for the A's. He'll have a two start this week now. Pitched a little over four innings. Not great, not bad. Good to see him back on the mound. Hopefully gets a few good starts in that we saw that kind of talent before he got hurt this season. Andrew McCutchen, he left Monday's game with an Achilles injury. It usually sounds very, very bad when you hear that, but Kutch said after the game, he even tweeted out that he's fine. He expects to be in the lineup on Tuesday. For now, we'll say McCutchen is day-to-day. So we'll see how that one pans out. Chris Bryant took batting practice on Monday, which is a great sign for someone that's been out for quite a while with his hand injury. But the Rockies are still saying there's no clear timetable for Bryant's return. Obviously, he's taking BP, which will lead to hopefully rehab assignments, so on and so forth. So we'll see how that plays out. Brandon Belt was scratched on Sunday with a back injury. And now on Monday, there's reports out that he is being kept away from the team due to a stomach virus that he's battling. So besides just the back, Belt has a case of too much Chipotle, apparently. So hopefully he gets better soon. Alex Verdugo could be out till Friday as he needs to rest his hamstring that he pulled on Sunday trying to flag down a ball in the outfield. Hopefully it's just a few days, but the fact they're saying he won't be out till Friday, it's like a 4 to 5 day rest period. At that point, you're thinking, just IL the guy. That sounds good to me, but we'll wait and see with Alex Verdugo. Wilyer Abreu did get the start and let off on Monday for the Boston Red Sox. A's manager Mark Kotze said Mason Miller could be activated later this week. We mentioned he was due for one more rehab assignment. Maybe the A's are saying, you know what? We like what we're seeing from the kid. We only want a couple innings a day, an outing from him. So they're looking to maybe get him back later this week. Last but not least, AJ Pollock was going to be released by the Giants. He was in AAA on a rehab assignment over the weekend. Apparently the Giants saw enough, and this is why I don't even know why they traded for him. It's bizarro world, but AJ Pollock is going to be gone with the Giants. Underdog Fantasy, everybody. Do you want to make some money-making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. We went 3 for 4 with a push, a 3-4-1 on Monday stuff. That was a little bit of cash if you used the insurance policy on Underdog. Looking ahead to Tuesday's action here, give me some more J-Rod, Hootie Rodriguez over 9.5 fantasy points as it's another bullpen-type game in Great American Small Park. Gleyber Torres over 0.5 run scored as the Yankees face Alex Faedo. Gleyber's been great, so I like him to get on and score a run, at least one run for the New York Yankees. Mitch Garver went deep again on Monday. I like over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs for Mitch Garver as they take on Framber Valdez, who's been reeling for the Houston Astros. Trey Turner, he had 21 fantasy points by the third inning on Monday, so that one was an easy one for us. He's been red hot, so I'm going to take over 9.5 fantasy points yet again for Trey Turner as the Philadelphia Phillies face Avila of the San Diego Padres. And then give me Davis Schneider over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs as he takes on Ken Waldichuk. Schneider loves facing left-handed pitching, so I'm a big fan of that one as well. There's a lot of good ones, a lot of good Mariners plays in Great American and other places to go on Tuesday's Underdog slate. That's right, everybody. UnderdogFantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Remember, you must be at least 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 or over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. Some hitting highlights from Monday. Edward Oliveras of the Kansas City Royals, big boy game, 3 for 4. 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk. Oliveras was recalled on September 3rd, Sunday. He collected 1 hit in that game. And on the season, he's hitting .255 with 8 home runs and 9 stolen bases. We know the talent is great for Oliveras. He's been battling injuries throughout the season, so he's been on the IL quite a few times. Hopefully, he's here to stay for September. Could be a nice little fantasy asset down the stretch. Lawrence Butler of the Oakland Athletics went 2 for 4 with two home runs, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. He had 2 of the 4 home runs that A's rookies hit on Monday. Go look up his quotes. He had some really good things to say about the future of the Oakland team as the young players are starting to produce in a big way. And Butler is one of them. Since he was called up on August 11th, Butler is hitting .246 with 4 homers, 6 runs scored, and 9 RBIs. He showed some great numbers in the minor leagues. Hopefully he gets comfortable in September and can take this into the 2024 fantasy season. Mike Ford, we've talked about him before, could be a nice streaming option at times on a right-handed heavy week. Well, the Mariners face 7 righties this week, including the first half of the week in Great American Small Park, and Mike Ford's already cashing in on that. He went 2 for 4 with a solo home run on Monday, and over Ford's last 13 games, he's hitting .297 with 4 homers, 8 runs scored, and 6 RBIs. Very good streaming stuff from Mike Ford. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Luis Ortiz, 6 innings pitched, 2 earned, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 4 Ks as he got the spot start. He got pushed up, I guess, in the rotation for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He had 8 whiffs and a 27% CSW. Over Ortiz's last 2 starts, 11 innings pitched, 3 earned, 9 Ks. We like to see that. You need to limit the walks. We'll see how that goes. But once a highly people really looking forward to him as a prospect. Hasn't really panned out this season. Maybe he can put a little run together here in September. Cole Reagans. That's it, Cole Reagans. He just does it again. Six shutout innings, one hit, no walks, seven Ks against the White Sox. Reagans had 22 whiffs and a 30% CSW. In the eight starts that Reagans has made since being traded to the Royals, he's thrown 47 and two-thirds innings, allowed eight total runs. He has a 1.51 ERA, 11 walks, 63 strikeouts in those 47 and two-thirds innings with a .97 whip and a .205 batting average against. Cole Reagans is currently riding a 21-inning scoreless streak. There's going to be a hiccup at some time, you'd imagine, but it has been absolutely amazing what he has done on the mound, and it's making that discussion already for 2024 real interesting to see where he goes in drafts. Like, I've seen top 20 to 25 fantasy pitcher, top 50 pick overall. There's all kinds of fun discussion on Twitter, and it's only going to get better if he keeps dealing like this in his last, like, four or five starts. It's going to be crazy. Merrill Kelly putting together a great season and just kind of goes under the radar. Seven more innings of one run ball, four hits, one walk, and 12 strikeouts against the Rockies for Merrill Kelly on Monday. Kelly had 21 whiffs and a 35% CSW against the Road Rockies. And on the season now, Kelly, a 3.22 ERA, 3.67 XFIP, and 148 and a third innings with 159 Ks. He's been outstanding, and he's just always underappreciated, it feels like. So really good stuff from Merrill Kelly. Justin Steele was awesome again on Monday. I'm not going to bring up all the studs, but eight shutout from Justin Steele as he continues to just be insanely good this season. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock as he'll talk about Justin Steele and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. Paul Sewald picked up his 30th save of the year. When he got traded to Arizona, it was kind of like a slow go, blown save. Was this really a good idea? He's been outstanding over the last 3 to 4 weeks with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ian Gabeau picked up his second save of the year for the Reds, just picking up a spot save situation with Iglesias getting the day off Diaz getting the day off for the Reds. David Bednar picked up his 32nd save of the year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jose Alvarado, this has kind of been a buzzing thing online. Kimbrel's been struggling a bit of late. Alvarado's been looking better. Alvarado picked up his 7th save of the year for the Philadelphia Phillies. Craig Kimbrel pitched in the 8th inning for the Phillies. Something to monitor. I could see both guys getting their chances, but Alvarado might be back into the mix. This is kind of what we saw before he got hurt. So Alvarado could get some nice run here in September. And then Yainer Cano picked up his 6th save of the year for the Baltimore Orioles. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we talk about Tuesday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Intrican, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS, we have a 10-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern for you on Tuesday. And we're looking at the bats here. Toronto going up against Ken Waldachuk, who got his start pushed back to Tuesday, with Luis Medina making the start on Monday. Love some of those Toronto bats versus the lefty. Keep riding the red-hot Philadelphia Phillies going against Pedro Avila. Avila's been pretty good of late. Still not great, though. And Philadelphia's bats are just insanely hot right now, so I'll keep riding those Phillies. Atlanta versus Miles Mikolas is outstanding, of course. Baltimore versus Detmers is very, very enticing. And if you want to be a little contrarian, the Royals very up and down team, put up a 12 spot on Monday. They get to face Dylan Cease, who has not been good at all of late, most of the season, actually. Pitching side of things, Garrett Cole going against Detroit. He's $12,000, insanely expensive. Great spot there versus Detroit. A couple cheaper options, though. Dean Kramer versus Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And Brendan Faught versus Colorado. Keep targeting those Road Rockies. Faught's only $6,900, which is very, very nice. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday, Sonny Gray versus Tanner Bibee. That AL Central matchup did not go as planned with Lucas Giolito on the bump on Monday as the Twins put up a 20 spot. A lot of that was against backup catcher David Fry, which was pretty – he gave up 7 of those runs. But still, big-time AL Central stuff here. Sonny Gray, Tanner Bibee, looking forward to that one. Down in Florida, Clayton Kershaw, Jesus Luzardo, battle of the lefties. Really fun one there. And then Framber Valdez versus Nate Eovaldi. Can Valdez bounce back? Like, it's just been a rough go over the last month outside of the no-no and the near-perfect game. Everything else has been bad. And then he goes up against Nate Eovaldi coming off the IL, his long IL stint. So that's a fun one for a few reasons. Can Valdez put together a good start against a nice Rangers offense? And Eovaldi back on the bump. See how he does in that one against a red-hot Astros team as well. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. Tons of great free content, articles, podcasts, and more. And if you like it, which you will, go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. Gets you in the awesome Discord, gets you even more content, and gets you to the front of the line for what's new and great coming your way at pitcherlist.com. So go check out PL Plus, PL Pro, and join the party. But again, that'll do it, everybody. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and preview Wednesday's. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Tuesday, September 5th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.